六，徐汇松江金山区2016年高三英语二模试卷。1. Listening Comprehension.
Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once.After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. Would you like anything to drink, sir?
Yes, I think so. This lady will have a cup of tea and I'll have a beer.
Question. Where does the conversation probably take place?
2. Has the latest Shanghai Daily arrived yet? Today is already Tuesday.
Sorry, it's late. Probably not till the day after tomorrow.
Question. When will the newspaper probably arrive? 3. It's such a beautiful day. Why not sit out in the backyard for a while and enjoy it?
I'd love to, but there are a lot of forms to complete.
Question. What will the woman probably do? 4. Have you read the news on the campus net? Susan has won the scholarship for next year.
I knew she would. She certainly deserves it.
Question. What does the woman mean?
5.How long have you been running this company?
20 years, if you can believe that. I brought it from a small operation to what it is today.
Question. What do we learn about the man? 6. I can't stand the way David controls the conversation all the time. If he's going to your birthday party, I just won't come.
I'm sorry you feel that way, but my mother insists that he should come.
Question. Why was David invited to the party? 7. I missed the classes this morning. May I borrow your notes?
My notes? You've never seen my handwriting, have you?
Question. What does the man mean?
8. Mike has got a lot of good ideas.Do you think he's willing to come to the meeting?
Oh, I think he'd be glad to come, but it's difficult to get him to speak before a large crowd.
Question. What does the woman imply? 9. Every time we went on a trip, we were tied down by schedules. I hope this time will be different.
You are right. This is our first trip since you retired.We don't have to rush.
Question. What does the woman mean?
10. How did you feel when you found out you had high blood pressure?
Shocked. The problem for me was that there were no symptoms at all.
Question. What does the man mean? 6. Directions. In Section B, you will hear two short passages, and you will be asked three questions on each of the passages. The passages will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard.Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
Sam had gone 2 years without smoking a cigarette. At the age of 14, Sam was already smoking his favorite brand of cigarettes, Marlboro. Although people have to be over 18 in America to buy cigarettes, Sam knew of a few stores that sold cigarettes without checking identification. Sam decided to quit when he was 21 after discovering...He had been coughing blood. He would get tired quickly, and he noticed his teeth were getting really yellow. Before Sam quit, He would go through a pack of cigarettes a week. The pack of cigarettes usually cost him $5.25. As a way to encourage himself to stop smoking, Sam decided to save his money every week. After 2 years, Sam took out all his money he had saved from not smoking and bought a bicycle. As he started riding his bike more frequently, he noticed that he didn't think about smoking anymore. He didn't want a cigarette when he went out with his friends that smoked. Now he enjoys being outside, breathing in the air as he rode his bike through the town.
Now listen again, please.
Sam had gone 2 years without smoking a cigarette. At the age of 14, Sam was already smoking his favorite brand of cigarettes, Marlboro. Although people have to be over 18 in America to buy cigarettes, Sam knew of a few stores that sold cigarettes without checking identification. Sam decided to quit when he was 21 after discovering he had been coughing blood. He would get tired quickly, and he noticed his teeth were getting really yellow. Before Sam quit, he would go through a pack of cigarettes a week. The pack of cigarettes usually cost him $5.25. As a way to encourage himself to stop smoking, Sam decided to save his money every week. After 2 years, Sam took out all his money he had saved from not smoking and bought a bicycle. As he started riding his bike more frequently, he noticed that he didn't think about smoking anymore. He didn't want a cigarette when he went out with his friends that smoked. Now he enjoys being outside, breathing in the air as he rode his bike through the town.
Questions. 11. When did Sam start smoking?
Why did Sam quit smoking?
13. What does Sam enjoy doing now?
14 through 16 are based on the following report.
Stress is a normal psychological and physical reaction to the increasing demands of life. In looking at the causes of stress, remember that your brain comes with an alarm system for your protection. When your brain feels a threat, it signals your body to respond immediately. Once the threat is gone, your body returns to a normal, relaxed state. Unfortunately, the non-stop stress of modern life means that your alarm system rarely shuts off. Over time, high levels of stress lead to serious health problems. Relaxation techniques are an essential part of stress management. Almost everyone can benefit from learning relaxation techniques, which may help you slow your breathing and focus your attention on the here and now. Common relaxation techniques include Tai Chi and yoga. But there are more active ways of achieving relaxation. For example, walking outdoors or participating in a sports activity can be relaxing and help reduce stress. It doesn't matter which relaxation technique you choose. What matters is that you select a technique that works for you and that you practice achieving relaxation regularly.
Now listen again, please.
Stress is a normal psychological and physical reaction to the increasing demands of life. In looking at the causes of stress, remember that your brain comes with an alarm system for your protection. When your brain feels a threat, it signals your body to respond immediately. Once the threat is gone, your body returns to a normal, relaxed state. Unfortunately, the non-stop stress of modern life means that your alarm system rarely shuts off. Over time, high levels of stress lead to serious health problems. Relaxation techniques are an essential part of stress management. Almost everyone can benefit from learning relaxation techniques, which may help you slow your breathing and focus your attention on the here and now. Common relaxation techniques include Tai Chi and yoga. But there are more active ways of achieving relaxation. For example, walking outdoors or participating in a sports activity can be relaxing and help reduce stress. It doesn't matter which relaxation technique you choose. What matters is that you've selected a technique that works for you and that you practice achieving relaxation regularly.
Questions. 14. What is the main cause of stress, according to the passage?
Fifteen. Which is not mentioned as a relaxation technique?
16. What is the passage mainly about?
2 Directions. In 2 you will hear two longer conversations. The conversations will be read twice. After you hear each conversation, you are required to fill in the numbered blanks with the information you have heard. Write your answers on your answer sheet. Blanks 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation. Dr. Green's office.
Yes, I'd like to make an appointment to see Dr. Green, please. This is my first visit, and my name is Ronald Morgan.
Okay, Mr. Morgan. How about tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock?
Do you happen to have an opening in the morning? I usually pick up my kids from school around that time.
Okay. How about the day after tomorrow at 8:15 a.m.?
Well, that would be fine. And my phone number is 643-0547.
All right. And what's your problem, sir?
Well, to tell the truth, I fell from the roof this morning while painting my house, and I hurt my ankle. It is still painful now.
Mr. Morgan, I'm afraid you can't wait that long. How about coming to our clinic tomorrow morning? I'll make your appointment at 8 o'clock.
Oh, okay. I'll see you then.
Now listen again, please. Dr. Green's office.
Yes, I'd like to make an appointment to see Dr. Green, please. This is my first visit, and my name is Ronald Morgan.
Okay, Mr. Morgan. How about tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock?
Do you happen to have an opening in the morning? I usually pick up my kids from school around that time.
Okay. How about the day after tomorrow at 8:15 a.m.?
Well, that would be fine. And my phone number is 643-0547.
All right. And what's your problem, sir?
Well, to tell the truth, I fell from the roof this morning while painting my house, and I hurt my ankle. It is still painful now.
Mr. Morgan, I'm afraid you can't wait that long. How about coming to our clinic tomorrow morning? I'll make your appointment at 8 o'clock.
Oh, okay. I'll see you then.
Complete the form. Write one word for each answer. Blanks 21 through 24 are based on the following conversation.
How do you do, Miss Dylan?
How do you do?
I'm glad you're interested in our job. Now let me explain it. We plan to increase our advertising considerably. At present, an advertising agency handles our account, but we haven't been too pleased with the results lately.
What would my work involve?
You'd be responsible to me for all advertising and to Mr. Glenn for public relations. You'd also be responsible for getting our leaflets and catalogs designed.
Have you thought about advertising on television? I can just imagine a scene with a typist sitting on an old-fashioned typing chair, her back aching, exhausted. Then we show her in one of your chairs.
We don't think it's a suitable medium for us. You know, it's much too expensive.
That's a shame. I've been doing a lot of television work lately, and it interests me enormously.
Then I really don't think that this is quite the right job for you here, Miss Dylan.
Now listen again, please.
How do you do, Miss Dylan?
How do you do?
I'm glad you're interested in our job. Now let me explain it. We plan to increase our advertising considerably. At present, an advertising agency handles our account, but we haven't been too pleased with the results lately.
What would my work involve?
You'd be responsible to me for all advertising and to Mr. Glenn for public relations. You'd also be responsible for getting our leaflets and catalogs designed.
Have you thought about advertising on television? I can just imagine a scene with a typist sitting on an old-fashioned typing chair, her back aching, exhausted. Then we show her in one of your chairs.
We don't think it's a suitable medium for us. You know, it's much too expensive.
That's a shame. I've been doing a lot of television work lately, and it interests me enormously.
Then I really don't think that this is quite the right job for you here, Miss Dillon.
Complete the form. Write no more than 3 words for each answer.
That's the end of the listening comprehension.
听力部分到此结束，请同学们继续答题。